Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're going to, this is the Greg Reese Report, and we're going to be hearing a little bit about the zombie apocalypse, folks. Pay close attention to what they say. We'll be right back after this.
Military attorney Todd Callender is an expert in international law and morbidity mortality law. He's been filing lawsuits and blowing the whistle on the enemy ever since they made the shots mandatory. These lawsuits have led to his research team amassing thousands of whistleblowers that point to a planned Marburg epidemic, already paid for by taxpayer dollars in the recent PREP Act. Todd Callender said that inside the lipid nanoparticles, there are sealed pathogens, including E. coli, Marburg, and Ebola, and that different pathogens can be released by different frequencies, pulsed through the 5G network.
Inside of these shots that people already received, inside the lipid nanoparticles, the hydrogel, there exists pathogens inside of the particles that have not yet opened. Those pathogens are chimeric. They include E. coli, Marburg, Ebola, Staphylococcus, and Brewer's yeast, amongst others. We know that upon the broadcast from the 5G system that is now employed across the United States and the world for that matter, when they broadcast an 18 gigahertz signal for 1 minute, three different times as a pulse, it will cause those lipid nanoparticles to swell and release these pathogenic contents, thereby causing a Marburg epidemic that they've already spent the money on. It's already done, right? The Marburg epidemic, for purposes of the law, has happened, and now we just need the actual disaster to happen. And there's actually worse parts to it than that, including the 1p36 gene deletion that effectively will turn those poor people into zombies. As odd as that sounds, our government's preparing for that.
He also points out that 1p36 gene deletion is the number one side effect of the Pfizer shots, a disease with zombie-like symptoms that make a person aggressive with a propensity to bite. The CDC published a public service announcement on the preparedness for a zombie apocalypse in 2011. That same year, Con Plan 8888-11, Counter Zombie Dominance, was published. The military's advanced ammunition, known as multi-purpose rounds, are single rounds comprised of multiple projectile options to be chosen via direct communication from the tank fire control to the cartridge chambered in the breech. So it would make sense to arm weaponized vaccines the same way. Popular online personality Jason Shirka has recently posted a warning that on October 4th, FEMA will be using 5G frequencies to activate nanopathogens in the blood of the vaccinated.
On October 4th at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Time, the emergency broadcast system will be activated across the entire United States under the leadership of FEMA, disguised as a test. However, this test will be used to send a specific high-frequency signal through devices like smartphones, radios, and TVs with the intention of activating graphene oxide and other nanoparticles that have been inserted into billions of human beings around the world through the obvious mediums. If the October 4th date does not occur for any reason, the backup plan will be to do it on October 11th at the same time. In the case that this is not able to be stopped, I ask you all to shut off your phones and all other relevant devices at 2 p.m. Eastern time for a period of 2 hours to be safe.
I don't know who this guy is, but I will add that we probably want to turn the 5G off for good. And we definitely need to take control of our government, because a plan as diabolical as this would be game over. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, we're back. And Joe, here's what the left has learned. The left has learned that if you tell people that this is planned, and we're talking about depopulating the depopulation of the world, the left has learned that if you tell people that it's already been planned out, you'll get much less resistance than if you just go ahead and you let the people find out on their own that they're depopulating. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's psychologically, that's what they're doing. And even those people like Bill Gates realizes this. And now he's starting to back off a little bit from what he's been pushing as far as the world depopulation program. He's trying to back off. I had a very interesting article on that here, but I can't find it. Figures.
But I'm thinking back to when, you know, the COVID, when it first started, all the lies. Dr. Fauci, when people are vaccinated, they're not going to get infected. He's never apologized. He never has said he's wrong. We have a Joe Biden. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations, unquote. Rochelle Walensky, remember the CDC director, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Michelle Maddow, that MSNBC terrorist. Now we know the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops. And then there was Bill Gates, who's an expert, of course. Everyone who takes the vaccine is reducing their transmission. No, just the opposite, Bill. And finally, the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. There is no variant that escapes the protection of our vaccines. I looked at that stuff and thought, not one of those people has apologized. Not one of them has said they're wrong. Not one of them. This is the way the left, they make a statement. They never come back and apologize. They never have regrets. They just move on to the next big threat, the next big emotional statement. And yeah, I think you got a point about people when they're told something. Well, okay, the people lie, so what? I think the people have gotten numb to the fact that the leaders and people lie to them. They believe them, then they believe the next lie, then they believe the next lie, and all they have to do is keep changing their lie, and the sheep just go right along and don't sense something's wrong that they keep changing the lies. You know, I just don't get it.
Here's what I talked about earlier. Bill Gates suddenly abandons climate doom narrative as populations push back against globalism. You know, that, let me just tell you, because that brings up another, I think I'm going to play a little clip here just off my phone that I have, if I can. This here is Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts, and he's talking about the World Health Organization, the pandemic treaty. They wanted to push, again, this whole thing, going back to doing what they did to us before. The World Health Organization has backed down on the proposed amendments for compulsory vaccinations and lockdowns. Let me just give you a little bit of this guy here. Well, maybe. He's not. He's supposed to be talking, but he does. He's not talking. Maybe he'll come up
his
in a minute.
Are moving.
Yeah, he's well.
It's live radio, folks. We try things that sometimes
yeah,
don't work.
I think I'll just have to do him later on because he doesn't seem to be talking to me.
This week represents a rare victory for Australian sovereignty. A victory for common sense, decency, and humanity. And a victory against the sprawling monster of unelected, unaccountable foreign bureaucrats at the United Nations World Health Organization. You'll recall the World Health Organization proposed to change their health regulations that guide member states in the event of a disease outbreak like COVID, from guiding member states to being mandatory on member states, including Australia. This would have represented a complete destruction of Australian sovereignty and a fundamental reimagining of the powers of the World Health Organization. Last December, the Liberal National Morrison-Joyce government voted in favour of these changes, yet many sensible countries voted against, and the proposal was lost. Undaunted, the United Nations World Health Organization tried again this year. After months of heavy criticism, one nation and those opposing these measures have had a huge win. The final report from the International Health Regulations Review Committee, released this week, has dropped the proposed changes. The United Nations World Health Organization will remain an advisory body. Dystopian demands, such as allowing the World Health Organization to make binding health orders, overriding state and federal control, have been tossed out. This includes the proposed powers that would have allowed the World Health Organization to control systems for proof of vaccination or vaccination status, quarantine procedures, citizen travel and mobility, forced vaccination, lockouts, lockdowns, mandatory detention, and other completely unacceptable infringements on people. Gone is the universal health passport or vaccine passport that was going to control the ability of citizens to travel between countries in a permanent capacity. It was decided that this would raise ethical and discriminatory concerns. A global digital vaccine passport will no longer be developed under the committee's powers for now.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there, but you get the drift. So things are starting to back off. Now here, Bill Gates suddenly abandons climate doom narrative as populations push back against globalism. Bill Gates, author of How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, spent the last decade warning audiences that the world is overpopulated and subject to impending climate doom. In order to save the planet, Bill Gates says you must achieve zero net carbon emissions by the year 2050. You know, this stuff, where do they come up with this stuff? I mean, it's unbelievable. Meanwhile, Gates continues to traverse the world in his private jet, spewing more carbon emissions. And by the way, remember where he frequently visited, Epstein's Island.
Island, yeah.
One year more than the average person does in his entire lifetime. In other words, he puts out more pollution in 1 year than we do in our entire lifetimes. As more people see through the climate change facade and realize that their lives are being exploited by globalism, Bill Gates suddenly changing his tune on the climate doom narrative during a live speaking event at the Times Center. I caught just a little bit of that. In New York, Gates made a sudden U-turn on his climate doom narrative. He said, no temperate country is going to become uninhabitable. So, and I noticed the looks on their faces. That's not what their narrative was. They're supposed to go along with the narrative. And so Gates' latest comments are a stark contrast to the public comments he made just 2 years ago when his book on climate doom was first published on Fox News. Interview with Chris Wallace, Bill Gates said, the migration that we saw out of Syria for the civil war, which was somewhat weather-dependent, we're going to have 10 times much more migration because of the equatorial areas will become unlivable. Now he suddenly believes the opposite is true, and it is easy to see why. He's softening. In other words, he got caught lying.
Yeah. And he's trying to regain a little integrity, maybe.
I don't know if I would say.
I don't know that it's going to work, but, you know.
You know the reason why his wife left him, don't you? With all of those millions. It was Epstein's Island is why his wife left him.
It was his behaviors, let's just call it.
Well, what was Epstein's Island known for?
Underage girls,
children. Yep.
Underage sex.
Right. And we know who were frequent visitors there. So, I mean, a whole Democratic Party, and it's a lot of the rhinos in the Republican Party.
Party, yeah. There's a list. I've got a list somewhere of all those people they put out finally. Yeah, they did. If anyone's interested, it was put out by the Wall Street Journal, and Wall Street Journal. Who are the names in Jeffrey Epstein's calendar? It was 12 pages of different people, and So they put out some of these big, big names, and names included the CIA chief, Goldman Sachs top lawyer, Larry Summers, Woody Allen, Bill Gates, Leon Black, and others. I just kind of took a top page copy of that, but the head of the CIA and Goldman Sachs, big lawyer. So a lot of very important people were on that list.
Yeah. You know, they're not going to get over on God. All the money in the world can't buy them 1 minute out of hell, can it?
No. Second.
How much is George Soros' money going to do him? George Soros, he doesn't have long in this world, right?
Yeah, but he's going to spend a long time someplace else, and it's not heaven.
Yeah, I know. He's one very, very evil man, isn't he?
He's going to have a long time to look back and wonder about his behavior. That'd be the scary part, having to realize all the things you did to put yourself there and having to live with that. That would be, that to me is an unimaginable torture right there, let alone the pain and suffering in hell, the fact that you put yourself there. God, told you not to do it. He doesn't want anybody to go there. He's given all kinds of warnings. So if you end up in hell, you put yourself there.
Well, not only that, but he was teaching his sons to be just like him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Biden regime spends $800,000 on harm reduction program that distributes crack pipes in Texas. I'm looking at this. They're poster that they have, and Hunter Biden could be the poster boy for the crack pipe distributed. That's right. Well, the Biden regime never seems to get anything right. Biden foolishly squandered $800,000 on harm reduction program in Texas. Translation, free crack pipes are given out to addicts to enable their ongoing addiction. Since last year, the Department of Health and Human Services has been handing out smoke kits, crack pipes. The Dallas Express, it's unbelievable. The distribution possession of drug paraphernalia in Texas is banned under Health and Safety Code 481-002-17. A person commits an offense if the person knowingly or intentionally uses or possesses with intent to use drug paraphernalia to inject, ingest, inhale, or otherwise introduce into the human body a controlled substance in violation of this chapter, the law reads. So what they're doing is the Biden regime is encouraging them to break the laws of Texas, huh?
Exactly is what they're doing. Well, they're doing all kinds of things. I've got a story that goes right along. Biden admin shells out $200,000, doesn't sound like a lot of money for the government, but it is, for LGBT mentoring program. And what does that do? It connects teens with adults. Here we have minor attracted adults, and this professor in Nebraska with the National Institute of Health got a grant to connect these young children with adults for mentoring. Yeah, and University of Nebraska Professor Katie Edwards is piloting an online mentoring program to prevent adversities among trans and other gender minority youth. Now, the funny thing is they said 200,000, but as I read through, there's another $200,000 grant to a Seattle hospital to create a sex ed tool for LGBT youth on September 6th. And then they gave a $20,000 grant in February to research trauma caused by LGBTQ people of color, another grant. So they're handing out grants, but nobody knows how many. Just from the ones I could find, that was $450,000 so far. And they have a lot more, I guess, they're going to give. So they just keep, every time you turn around, they're doing something. And then the Department of Homeland Security, they've been asked to give data on illegal immigrants that have cartel ties. Well,
Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's pushing back. He doesn't want this information out. So the government is withholding information from Texas and others that are trying to get the Freedom of Information Act. They're trying to find out these illegals that have cartel ties, and our own government is hiding this information from states like Texas that are trying to fight the cartels and the gangs. And their reason for not giving this information? Well, we don't want to violate the privacy rights of the illegal immigrants. What? They're worried about violating the privacy rights of a criminal, a legal immigrant, alien. Somebody coming across the border is breaking the law. They're illegals, and we're worried about can't violate their privacy rights if they have connections to the cartels. This has got to be one of the stupidest articles I've ever seen, Pastor.
Well, again, this is what the Democratic Party is all about. Look, they have no problem with it. They have no problem with violating the privacy rights of pro-lifers, do they?
No, they don't. No. Or judges, judge candidates.
or sneaking into to Christian churches and violating the privacy rights, do they?
No, or infiltrating protesters at the January 6th. No, they have no, they violated, looked at phones. They were arresting people that weren't even there, people that were outside, didn't even enter. Yeah, they'll violate the rights of a Christian, a patriot, any day of the week.
Putting two 70-year-old grandmothers in prison for simply going out because they were upset. They went there because they knew that the election had been stolen. And President Trump keeps talking about it. He keeps there. The corrupt judges is trying to put a gag order on him saying you can't keep saying the election was stolen. Well, it was stolen, and he's saying it. And we've been saying it from day one, haven't we?
We've been saying it. We're going to keep saying it because it's the truth.
Absolutely. All righty.
Our job is to tell the truth. That's what our boss tells us, right?
Absolutely. I think we're gonna open. Listen to this one, Joe. West Point sued after director of admissions brags about what happens to white applicants. When Abraham X. Kendi's preposterous thesis that the only remedy to past discrimination is present discrimination becomes mainstream practice, you know things are pretty much upside down. Kendi is the author of the poorly reasoned 2019 leftist propaganda book, How to Be an Anti-Racist.
Anti-racist.
Yeah, which became not only a bestseller, but a clarion call for progressives. In a speech that the Aspen Ideas Festival, Kendi put his anti-reasoning skills on display. According to the New York Post, when I see racial disparities, I see racism, Kendi said. If that isn't a blanket generalization, the logical fallacy of that name has no meaning. And yet Kendi's obtuse theories have burrowed deep into some of America's most beloved institutions, like a fever carrying a tick on a bloodhound's ear. The United States Military Academy at West Point, New York, which has graduated the likes of USS Grant, Douglas MacArthur, and Dwight D. Eisenhower, is one such institution and is being called out for it. On Tuesday, lawyers representing the Students for Fair Admission sued West Point for alleged race and ethnicity discrimination in admissions decisions, according to Politico. SFA is the anti-affirmative action group that tanked race-conscious admissions practices at Harvard in a Supreme Court decision. But the decision that nixed racial admission policies at Harvard and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill determined that because no military academy was party to the suit, the opinion did not include admissions issues at those schools. In light of that potentially distinct interest, the military academies may present, according to Politico. Anyhow, you see here, they've gotten everywhere, and this you talk about, and this has backfired on them. You know what's happening, Joe? It was an interesting thing. They took these polls. Young white men are turning to conservative and President Trump, you know, back to the Constitution, God, and country, in huge, huge numbers, okay? And so...
Well, I'm hearing a lot of black men are coming to the Republican side and becoming more and more conservative as they're seeing what's happening to them, and Latinos, same
yeah.
thing.
Well, Fox News had that. They had a poll and they showed men are way up. Men favor conservatism and Donald Trump by far over the women voters, but they're losing. Yeah, more and more women now are turning away from the Democrats too. So that's good. Why don't we do this? Let's open the phone lines and take some calls. Okay.
All right.
The phone lines are now open nationwide at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Hey, Joe, a Fulton County DA investigator, this is Big Fanny's investigator, Big Fanny in Fulton County, shoots herself in the same courthouse that she shoots herself by accident in the same courthouse where Donald Trump was arraigned. Can you imagine, had she done that with all those Secret Service agents there, what might have happened?
That would have been a mess. Oh, wow.
A Fulton County District Attorney investigator shot herself accidentally outside of the Fulton County Courthouse. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office, in a press release, reported that the investigator was not critically wounded from the accident but did need to seek medical attention. The shooting occurred at the same courthouse where President Trump and his co-defendants were arranged. As of right now, the investigator who shot herself has yet to be identified, and it's unclear if the district attorney who shot herself was one of the investigators involved in DA Fannie Willis's case against Trump. She was one of Fannie, Big Fannie's investigators, though. Oh, well. All right, phone lines are open at 888. We're going to be back right after this. We're taking a quick break, and we'll be right back.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, "I want to see the preacher." So they left them alone. "Will you make me a promise?" she said as he walked in. He said, "Tell me what I can do." She said this to him.
"Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell Mom and Dad about heaven above, heaven they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, tell them all you've done for them. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them."
She said, "I know I'm dying. That's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about Mom and Dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?" Said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, "Promise me you'll tell them." As she faded off to sleep, he said, "Sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep."
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell Mom and Dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done. Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
All right, tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, and that was, well, young Miss Samantha Daner, but, she's probably married by now and has children by now. I haven't lost contact with her over the years. But tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. The deep voice, that was me. That's right, folks. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. And from what I understand, that song was based on a true story. What do you think of that, Joe? Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, my button didn't push. I was thinking that true stories always are the best ones, aren't they?
Yep. Well, let's take some calls. We got Clifford from New York, and he's in the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Just a couple of quick things. One is L-arginine, which is on most of the list to take for people that took the shot. What's interesting is they say it helps cavities and some dental issues. You could cross-reference that on Google Scholar and look up some of these studies, but that's something I did not know about L-arginine helping, which is nitrous oxide, with dental issues. There's a book on human sacrifice on the audio books for free. It comes with an audiobook membership. But you mentioned Somalis. Part of this book is talking about modern-day cannibalism in Somalia and other areas in Africa. It's not just about Africa, but they do this as part of a belief that they're going to get gain from this, such as wealth and lovers and things like that. So I'd be a little bit careful when they're saying, they'll handing over people without parental consent, what might ultimately happen to these people in Ohio. And also LifeSite News has a big article about Tucker Carlson speaking out in Ohio against the abortion industry and against that particular proposed law in Ohio right now. It's up on LifeSite.
Issue one is right from the pit of hell, folks. You want to vote no, 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 no. And by the way, that reminds me, the Democrats have been stealing our signs that we put out. And if you should see any suspicious activity, if you see pulling up the signs, call our office and let us know. 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367.
My question would be just the end of Psalm 107. It's talking about, David is talking about, princes will be set out to wander, you know, in the woods.
Oh, I know all about that. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe those things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. What's your questions?
Yeah, my question would be, there's two parts to that psalm. One would be, you know, some people say, well, I get a prayer answered. I got my foot healed miraculously, but then, you know, this prayer I didn't get answered. Would that address that issue a little bit? People seem to categorize prayer where I'll get an answer in one area, but nothing in another area. That would be one part of my question. And when it talks about princes at the end of that psalm, what exactly is a prince? I mean, is that,
Well, mostly throughout the scripture, when it refers to princes, they're actually legislators or people that would be involved in making the laws. So here, when he says, I'm looking at the
very end of Psalm 107, it's talking about
princes. Whoso is wise and observant these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. I'm looking here, but anyhow, that's who referred to. They're like legislators, so.
Yeah. He's saying that these people, the Lord will put them in a place where they'll be wandering aimlessly, basically. Take away their, basically, their position, apparently. And they'll be wandering without a way of finding their way home or whatever.
Well, if he's talking there about those that are obedient to the Lord, and obedient to the Lord, he will bless them. If you go on, he'll turneth the rivers into a wilderness and water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness. So here now he's talking those that are disobedient to the Lord. For the wickedness of them that dwell therein, he turneth their wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. So here, that's what he's saying. If you go up to verse 27, he says, they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' ends. Those are those who have authority and are disobedient to God, like our politicians here. Okay, like so many we have, especially today in the judicial system. We have so much corruptness. But that's exactly what the way the Bible said it would be in the days we're living in. We're exactly, you know, there's the saying, things aren't falling apart, Cliff. They're falling right into place.
Yeah, it is unbelievable that people get to that position and just go, you know, totally south, basically. They're working their way up.
That's what we're seeing happening now. I got to move on because the lines are all lit. But thanks. Let's go to Norma in Chicago. Hey, Norma.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and your staff. I was praying about this, and I wanted to know if people could call in their conservative radio station. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois, and tell them about this evil Article 1 that they're going to supposedly pass, which I hope they don't, to vote no.
Well, I'm seeing... Here's what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about enough people voting against it. I'm concerned about the election fraud. The Democrats cannot win this in a fair election. They're going to lose because people understand. I'm running into people now, and people are really getting active. They're worried about this. They know how serious this is. But I'm worried about how, because the Democrats, they're masters at election fraud. And so
yes,
that's what we're concerned about, watching how they're going to try to manipulate the vote.
Because you said it could come to other states.
Yeah, there's like five other states that are lined up. They want to go right after Pennsylvania, New Jersey. And, oh, it would be Illinois. You got a governor that's a communist to the bone there. I mean.
Oh, yes. He's a evil, evil man. I do not like him. I didn't vote for him.
So, yeah, basically what he's doing is inviting as many criminals into Illinois as he can get, huh?
Yes. I see it over here at the police station. People that are out there and inside the police station over here in the 9th District. So, and yeah. They have their tents up in different areas when I drive with my daughter. So it's pretty scary. They don't seem to be violent yet. So I also have another question. What is this where we have to shut our phones off October 4th? I didn't understand it.
Well, he's talking about the 5G. They're going to activate this 5G, which is going to activate some of what is in those vaccines that people give, but they're just talking to for everybody's safety. The guy who's telling you to shut your phones down at 2 o'clock on the 4th.
What if we didn't get the vaccine? I didn't get any kind of vaccines.
Well, I don't know.
Then there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I might shut my phone down anyhow. But
I'll shut my phone down. My older kids got the vaccine, but I'm 63 and people around me are getting sick and I'm not.
Well, I think you're going to see, this is exactly what Dr. Tenpenny and others said would happen. We talked about this 2 years ago. And so you're seeing this now. And there's going to be, and the fake news media, will not report on this at all. No matter.
They don't.
Yeah. But you're going to see a whole lot of people, I think. And it's again, remember, like Bill Gates says, as long as it's planned, and this has been very well planned, then it's okay. Yeah. That's the mindset.
Okay. I'll shut my phone off. Thank you so much. And God bless you. I'm praying for you.
God bless you, Norma. Thank you so much. We'll play for your children, too. Let's go out to Minnesota and John in Minnesota.
Ernie, bless you. Bless your work. Bless all your ministry. So that's the first thing. I was going to ask you what you think about this Canada's million-person march. 115 million videos of it have gone out.
Wow. It's a million.
It's against LGBT, 150 million people. And what you're saying about young person people, especially men, coming to Christ, I'm seeing it. I'm starting to see it even just in regular interactions with people. I think there is a movement among the millennials that's huge right now.
We've been, so concerned about that. And because, Joe and I have been in a ministry for a long time, I can tell you it hasn't been a whole lot of young men coming into the ministry, but that I'm seeing like an upsurge, and I've noticed I've been contacted by several younger guys. When I say younger guys, I mean guys in their 30s and that, which, to us is young, that are turning very conservative now, and that is good. I mean, praise the good Lord, that's what we needed here in America. We need a revival, don't we?
Yeah,
I was thinking we saw some 40 and 50 year olds, and we thought they were young. So
yeah.
If it's 7:30, we're getting somewhere now.
Yeah,
it's refreshing to see. But this million march all through Canada was huge, and Trudeau, of course, was going on about hate. This is hate against homosexuals and all this stuff. And I'd like to read one quote, short quote, by Jordan Peterson, the psychologist. He hit back at Trudeau and he said, "Let me make one thing very clear. Once again, you, Trudeau, are on the wrong side of history. You're going to destroy this country, you pathetic, narcissistic, compassion-mongering, lying actor."
Well, that's very accurate, because that's exactly what he is.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that marcher talking about, I do a lot of research, and I didn't see anything about it on a lot of the sources that I check. And I look at European press and all kinds of things. So they sure kept that quiet. They did not want the news about that kind of protest getting out. So apparently the media has done a marvelous job of keeping that from the people.
Oh, that's what they specialize in, keeping what's happening. All right, very good. Thanks, John. Let's go to Cleveland with Jeff. Jeff, you're in the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Great show, as usual.
Thanks.
Hey, I was wondering if you had heard about this. I had just heard about this, and I was wanting to get your opinion. Revelation chapter 12, first two verses. I'm going to read them, okay?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm very familiar with those two verses, but go right ahead.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. There are people saying that this sign in heaven is happening as we speak.
I've heard a bunch of that here. First of all, this actually happened a long time ago, but now throughout the Bible, you've got applications where you will see something on a small scale, then you'll see it on a larger scale, and then you'll see it again on even a larger scale. And he says, and there appeared a great wonder. That wonder, that word there means is the same word that we use for a sign, a marvelous sign.
Absolutely.
In heaven. A woman clothed
in
with
the
sun. Yeah. Well, in the heavens, that the woman clothed with the sun is talking about its power and authority and the righteousness of God. That's what that's referring to. And when it says here,
talking about the Virgo in the sky.
No.
Birthing the planet Jupiter right now as we speak.
No, well, that's, I have seen this. You remember this, we went through this a couple of years ago.
The moon under her feet?
Yeah.
Where it's at right now?
Well, the moon under her feet. What does the moon stand for? The sun is power, authority, and righteousness. What does the moon? The moon is what? It's an artificial light, okay? It's not, it's a false light. The moon doesn't give off light.
It generates its own light.
No, it does not. Okay.
Oh, absolutely it does.
Well, then how come if you go to the backside of the moon, it's dark?
There is no backside of the moon.
All right. Okay.
Seriously.
Well, okay, let's go to Timothy. Timothy, how much time do I have?
It's 11:48. I just wanted to say three quick things. I wanted to remind all our listeners, those that have been listening for a while and those that might have just tuned in recently. Remember these three things every single day, along with reading your Proverbs and your Psalms for the day. You're either for me or against me. Choose this day whom you're going to serve, and let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Drop the mic.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Timothy. And, you know, we're at that point where we get to. It's time, Joe, where we're there every night. And every single time we've done a radio program, Joe, we're one program closer to the Lord's imminent return. And things are really happening now. Today, there's a bunch of stuff on the Internet. In fact, I can actually go and pull some stuff up right now here, and they're talking. What they're talking about is here we're seeing the start of the tribulation. They're giving a date where the tribulation period is going to start. Okay,
right.
How many times over the years have we seen that? Okay, And
many times somebody's always trying to come up with something that Jesus said only the Father knows.
Okay. But now it is imminent, his return. How sure are we that everything that's prophesied is going to come out? Because right now, over 1,800 prophecies, and we're getting towards the end of them. The accuracy has been perfect, perfect accuracy. Yep.
The mathematical, the figures on it are just, they're mind-blowing. There is no chance.
They're astronomical, yeah.
Yeah, they're just out of this world.
So let's
kind of thing. In fact, even that 60 of them, the probability is almost, it's an impossibility for 60 to be correct.
Not just 60. We there was a mathematical odds for just three of them that have come to pass exactly the way it was said and done was astronomical. But anyhow, bottom line is this, folks. Look, there's only one source of information that is absolutely authoritative, and it's absolute truth. You can count on it. You can bet your life on it, because whether you know it or not, you are anyhow. You're betting your life on it. And so here's what the Lord Jesus said very clearly. You all know the story. You all know why we celebrate Christmas and Resurrection Sunday. And the bottom line is simply this. Everybody listening to me out there tonight, you're going to die. You're going to die. Right, Joe? Are they all going to die?
All.
And when that happens...
This time all means all.
When that happens, Jesus said, and then the judgment. And so when you die, there's a judgment. People are eternal beings. We don't go out of existence. We just change real estate. We change form and real estate. And when that happens, the judgment, and you're going to end up, your eternal soul will end up in heaven or hell. And that's just the reality. You can believe whatever you want. But what God says is reality. What God says always has, is today, and always will come to pass. So here's what you do. Jesus said, pray to the Father. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. Acknowledge the fact you're a sinner and you need a Savior. And then once you've done that, God will always honor your commitment if you're sincere. And God knows. And then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. Without any reservations, folks. It's not a hard thing. Christ hung upon that cross. He took your place upon that cross, folks. He took your sins upon him. Because that's what the Father demanded, a holy sacrifice. If you'll do that, then you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Now, you've got God's word on that. Do you hear me? You've got God's word on that. And there's nothing as sure as God's word. Well, we're just about up to that point where we get to every night at this time. Where, as we close, we always, Joe, close by saying, God bless, don't we?
We do. Good night and God bless.
Good night. God bless. And then we always say this, folks, and always. Then we say, keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.